Win Plus. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
You've arrived. Your dream holiday. You got there for less thanks to comparing flight prices on Kayak. An idyllic local restaurant nestled in the cliffs. A peaceful pool with your own private sunbed. This is the life. All you have to do is actually book it. Don't holidays. Use Kayak to compare flight prices from hundreds of travel sites and bag a great deal. Search Kayak and go see for yourself. Keep things smooth by making the move to Universal Credit. It won't be automatic, so look out for your letter telling you what you need to do and when. Ignoring it could even stop your payments. But don't worry, there's loads of support available, like a dedicated phone line, independent advice, and financial protection to help with your move. To find out more, visit gov.uk/UCMove. Eligibility criteria apply.
Most homes would save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 6, the King is among world leaders in Poland to mark Holocaust Memorial Day. A survivor of the Nazi concentration camp Auschwitz has been talking about what she went through.
I thought that we all have to die. That it was normal. If you're a Jewish child, you have to die. I wasn't even sure what Jewish was.
Tova Friedman was one of the survivors who spoke at the event to mark 80 years since the camp was liberated. Earlier, the King warned that there's been a worrying rise in anti-Semitism recently. A father who stabbed his 14-year-old daughter while he claims they were play fighting has been convicted of murder. Scarlett Vickers was killed in Darlington in County Durham last July. A jury rejected 50-year-old Simon Vickers' claim that it was a freak accident. Despite another case of bird flu being detected in a human, health experts say the risk to the public is very low. It was found in the West Midlands during routine surveillance. And a campaign is underway to have the Mona Lisa returned to Milan. It's currently in the Louvre in Paris, but managers there say it cannot be properly appreciated in its current situation.
Sport.
Jota has returned to Celtic just 18 months after leaving the Scottish Premiership champions. The Portuguese winger arrives from Rennes and has signed a 5.5-year deal. Stuart Kettlewell has resigned as Motherwell manager after back-to-back defeats to St Johnstone in the League and Cup. The Scottish Premiership club have hinted some of the personal abuse he's received has affected his family. And England's cricketers will be unchanged for tomorrow's must-win T20 international against India as they aim to keep the series alive. Joss Butler's side are 2-0 down in the 5-match contest.
Weather.
With eBay. From ice scrapers to wiper blades, get your vehicle winter ready.
Cloudy with showers for most overnight and lows dropping down to 1 degree. Even more rain expected tomorrow with highs of 10. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Cinta Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global. Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Cinta Templeton. You know, A.A. Gill, wonderful writer for the Sunday Times, used to do restaurant television. But he was once writing a piece about the last people who survived from wars. And he said, what's really weird about war is people die rank by rank. So the generals weirdly go first. And the very last person to be remembered from wars is actually the person who was perhaps the most disposable at the time,
right,
or the most, the least celebrated,
yeah,
which in the case of the First World War, as we saw,
sure,
was a guy who'd been a 16-year-old fighting there, terrified, was the last survivor of World War One.
Right.
What we might find about World War Two is the last surviving person who was a victim of it in that way.
Yeah.
Well, might well be a child from one of these concentration camps.
Yeah.
Like a sort of a reminder of how. Mm. And that might be the last actual survivor of the war. Isn't that it's
that's amazing to think of.
Yeah, just how true those words are. I remember I read it, wow, that's such a significant observation.
Mm.
I shall look out for that, which I shall. It's 6:05, Monday, January the 27th. Ladies and gentlemen, are we ready for this?
Yeah.
In the last hour of your show, I've got more of your pathetic excuses. I've got more dinner party chit-chat. Oh, well, I've got some dinner party chit-chat. The pathetic excuse, incidentally, is because a friend of little size didn't turn up for his son's baptism.
Mm.
And he gave the pathetic excuse he had to look after a dog. So we've got some...
He was also supposed to be godfather.
He was supposed to be a godparent.
So kind of had an important role.
Turns, he's meant to be a godparent. Turns out he's more of a dog parent.
Hey.
Oh!
That just happened.
Boom. And we'll also be picking a pet town. Nominate your town for pet town, and please. 83936. 83936. 83936. Nominate your town for pet town. You get the pet town quiz on Wednesday. Thursdays, my God, you get little size maps of Britain. And then on Friday, we'll speak to a local. This is Kings of Leon. Use somebody. Relax back. I got this. We'll take it from here.
Radio X. Down.
Radio X.
Ever fallen in love? That's for anyone who's preferred the old Radio X, who's coming at us as a traveller of the right. Hey guys,
hi.
Do you know what?
Yeah,
I've got some more pathetic excuses.
Oh, God.
Not for a man,
no,
but for
no.
This. Are you ready?
Go on.
This is after Little Si. Well, he decided. Well, his best friend decided he wasn't going to be a godfather. Little Si's son's baptism. He was going to be a dog father.
Yes.
Looking after his girlfriend's dog down in Devon. And he didn't turn up. The dog, what was the dog a bit sick?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, loads of your pathetic excuses here. PE teacher here once got told from a student he couldn't do PE as he had a hospital appointment for his leg. Mm. Sympathetic me asked, oh no, which leg? He said, I don't know. I haven't been to the doctors yet. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
That is pathetic.
That's ridiculous.
That's pathetic.
Well, you're not going to get away with that.
Yes.
No, he hasn't thought it through.
No, he hasn't thought it through. No. What are you seeing there, Gav?
AJ says, hi, Johnny Love. Hi, Fang Gang. Adam here from Nottingham. My wife's excuse was when she was supposed to be going out for a night out, but she couldn't be bothered as she'd already taken her bra off.
Fine.
Is that a good
That's
excuse?
That's a good excuse.
Why is it such a big thing?
Because you're in then. You're in.
Oh, you're in comfy clothes over the evening.
Don't do that.
No, you're in then.
No, you just woman stopped him.
Did I?
Yeah, you woman stopped. I don't know if it's such a thing, but I just made it up.
I like
woman stopping when you just don't get women. And that's the end of the argument.
No, I'm not saying that.
I think it's worse than mansplaining.
I understand that that's it. Once the bra's off, that's it.
That's a watershed moment.
You're not leaving the house again.
You woman damned him.
Well, I'm sorry.
I think it's the same if a gentleman removes his hat.
No.
Sure, it's the same thing.
Actually, right,
same thing.
Certainly once he's a man's braces around here.
Yes, exactly. Ben in Malvern says, hi, gang, one of our friends.
In where?
Malvern.
Also called Malvern.
Is it Malvern?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, well, it depends. Yeah, I mean, it depends. If If you're British, yes.
Okay. Well, I'm Maltese, so I got lost in translation.
You're certainly quite a bit of a Malteser.
Hi, gang. One of our friends didn't come to see off our mate Zach, who's going to Japan for a year on the weekend because he wanted to play FIFA.
No, that's terrible.
That's awful.
That is awful.
Don't mind that one.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, sometimes a really good game, you know.
No, shut up. Because Gav is always making people excuses. Hi, TJ. When a guy who worked on my team was refused holiday because it clashed with others, he took it off sick. His excuse? Athlete's foot. I asked him, did he know what that condition was? Unfortunately, the powers that be didn't find it funny. He was out on his ear.
Oh.
I like it when people get caught. No, you're sacked. You're late and you're fired.
Wow.
Hi, John and team. Our mate is terrible at bailing on things. Awful excuses every time. There's a long list of examples. One of the best was cancelling on a mate's birthday because his girlfriend had eaten too much Marmite.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, a whole jar, apparently. I can't. My girlfriend, she's eaten a whole jar of Marmite.
No one sits and spoons a whole jar of Marmite.
Yes, people do. People do get... No, that's why it's
a... That feels like a challenge.
Yeah. But even so, what's that... One more from you, Gav.
Worst excuses, Johnny. I had a brother and sister who used to work for me. They shared a house and one day called me to say they couldn't come into work because their hamster had escaped. They were both in their late 20s, says Paul.
Wow.
In a wet Porton Cross.
Hi, Johnny. I was once working a maintenance shift at a busy factory. We're having a particularly hectic day when one of the younger members of my team announced he needed to leave early because he had a new Xbox game delivered that morning and simply couldn't wait to play it.
How about that?
Blooming millennials. Yes, that's smart.
Right. Saying, again, please,
I can see
keep the pathetic excuses going as a feature. Do you know what? It's not going to be just that. It's going to be little size pathetic excuses.
Every day, oh my... Some days are just here to try. Sometimes it's every day, oh my. Sometimes it's every night. If I can be irascible or proud, then we can be predictable. We turn to face each other. We turn to test each other. But we lean against each other. I'll never get bored of you or the thing that you do. 'Cause everything that you do keep me addicted to you.
Franz Ferdinand, Night or Day on Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan. Thanks for rolling with us for another week. Happy Monday to you. That's a Monday we'll never have to go through again. And so we come to the Pet Town Generator. Are we ready, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you like to go to? Because the machine's been cleared now, so hopefully we're back in business.
We haven't been up to the Lake District for ages. I'd love to go up there, maybe hear from one of the lake people.
Yes.
Lake people.
That'd be exciting. And
I'd like to go.
Where would you like
again,
to go, Shunt?
I think the Suffolk coast. It's gorgeous.
Yes. Do you know where I'd like to go?
Where would you?
I'd like to go right up there to the northeast.
Yes.
You know, around the good old, you know, I suppose people that, the ignorant, called, you know, Geordies. They see it as a Geordie nation. In fact, there's a lot more to it.
Of course.
And you can really insult a Macam, certainly by saying that. But let's go to the northeast.
Right.
A little town there.
We haven't been there for a while.
Little, with a great little scene. That's a nice town. You know, maybe, I don't know if there are any.
Mm.
But we could go to a nice town up there. I'd go as far down as sort of North Yorkshire.
Sure.
Okay,
you know, I'd go that far down.
Mm.
But somewhere right up there, just to emphasise the magnitude of the Radio X footprint. I suppose what I'm trying to say is recently we got stuck in South Wales pretty heavily for a few weeks, so that's not
strange,
something I'd like to return to. And obviously not Cornwall again, although last week's correspondent was good, but I just want to make it different every week, you know, so it really... jetting around the countryside, which is actually, after that couple I was telling you about earlier, about the best way to get round, it turns out.
Definitely,
I want to go to Malaga and then jet around the UK.
Yeah, Andrew's saying a northeast coastal town would be lovely for the data team. It'd be nice for them.
That's a great... thank you very much.
Yeah.
Keep that positivity coming in. It's so nice to work and get sort of positives coming in from listeners. When we really leave it all out there on the pitch, don't we, guys?
Sure.
110% every day.
Uh-huh.
And it's the same from our listeners. Our listeners give it 110%. Let's hope the location emitting system is back working, and not only working, but back at 110% rate. Let's find out. Fire him up. Or it up.
Golden job.
Train, Avonhill, Wigan, Wigan, Train, Avonhill, I bought the train, Strabane,
Tamworth,
Wendland, Strabane, Train, Strabane, train. Caerphilly has been chosen.
Caerphilly?
That's South Wales, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, it's apparently 25 miles northeast from the last town, Llantwit Major.
It's not that far.
Yeah.
It's 30 miles east of Porthcawl. That's town 490.
We're still there, aren't we?
I've got the stats. Are you ready for this? It is 30 miles east from Porthcawl, Pet Town 419.
Mm.
70 miles southeast from Treorchy, home of the Male Voice Choir.
Mm.
Although that was a good town, that one, because we had the pub with the singers.
Yeah.
Town 418. 18 miles from Pencoed, 416. 13 miles east from Tony Pandy, 417. And 17 miles northeast from town 415. That's our last, the last seven towns of last
year. I'm starting to think Les might have a bit of bias in him.
We'll find out it's Les Jones. Or Les Williams.
Oh, little Simon.
Okay.
Do you think he's a secret Welshman?
You might well be, yeah. Right. Are you a secret Welshman? Coming up, ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to go there. Absolutely delighted. Coming up next, we've got our dinner party chit-chat.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 fan. Radio X.
Whether you're a gym head or you can't always get out of bed, Pure Gym is the gym for you. With most gyms open 24/7, unlimited classes and no lengthy contracts, your workouts work around you. Not sure what training gets you going? Well, it's time to find out. With free weights, functional training, cardio and stretching, at Pure Gym, we've got it all. Whatever you're here for, we're here for it. For conditions and to join, visit puregym.com.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Ready to make moves? Whether you're looking to commit or want to keep it casual, you'll find more ways to move with Better. Hit the gym, take a dip in the pool, or find your groove in a fitness class. With no contract memberships and over 240 locations across the UK, finding your fit has never been this flexible. Make your move at better.org.uk.
This is Sarah's last game before she does her self-assessment. Like her last game and the last game before that, classic. Come on, Sarah. The deadline is 31st of January. Less distraction, more action.
Don't be like Sarah. Visit gov.uk/self-assessment today. Payment support may be available.
Hello, boys and girls. Come and fly up, up and away and enjoy the views over Peppa Pig World.
Ooh, I can see everything. Hello, Grumpy Rabbit.
Ahoy there, me hearties.
Dinosaur.
Join in the adventures at Peppa's very own theme park.
Hello, I'm Peppa Pig.
It's not every day you get to meet Peppa Pig. Can I get an oink oink?
Poulton's Park, home of Peppa Pig World.
And so much more. Book an official short break and get your second park day free. Exclusions apply.
Poulton's Park.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who shift weekday peak usage by 40% could earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage cap. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Hi, Johnny Vaughan. Chris Moyles here. So you know that new Robbie Williams movie where Robbie Williams doesn't play Robbie Williams because he's a monkey, but the other Robbie doesn't play the monkey, another man plays the monkey. But then there's another man who does all the singing for Robbie, and the man who plays the monkey doesn't do the singing. Rob does some of the singing, but there's another man who does the singing. Anyway, one of them is on the show tomorrow. It's just not Robbie Williams. All right?
Cool.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
For just £1.50, you can play Set for Life from the National Lottery. £10,000 every month for 30 years. That's right, you could win on repeat. Set for Life. Play now on the National Lottery app. Terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Johnny Vaughan.
Radio X.
Caught a load of smoking. I wanna lose a couple days. We probably never struggle coping, but I never want to. Promise again that I will call her. Forget the time, cause I'm 7 hours behind. It's probably good I didn't call her, but he always wants to. And I beg you, but you know I'm never home. Think through things, I never get time, cause I don't think things through. Larry called a load of smoking. I wanna disappear for days. We probably never struggle sleeping, but I never want to. I never get tired.
Rush and the Bottle Man, 7 right here on Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan. This here is the 4 till 7 thing. Time for a bit of dinner party chit chat. Here we go.
Oh, lovely.
We welcome Sunja back. Sunja, I've got to say, it wasn't much of a dinner party chit chat. It was me and Gav watching a bit of sport on TV, pizza, stuff like that, curry.
Really?
It was very takeaway.
Yeah.
Wasn't classy. We didn't even have any decent cheese, which is what we're discussing right now. Ladies and gentlemen, first thing is hard cheese for industrial camembert.
Oh.
I love a bit of camembert, Gav.
I love camembert.
So what do you love about the camembert? It's quite a strong cheese.
It is, but if it's paired with a very good cracker...
And
it's got that creamy texture. If it's been allowed to sort of warm up to room temperature, my God, with a glass of red wine, are you joking?
I like it. Do you know what I like about it?
What?
Key word, Norman.
Norman?
What do you mean?
It's a Norman cheese.
Is it?
Yes,
is
it's from Normandy.
Yeah. Right.
It's a Norman cheese. And what's happened is people have started making camembert. It's like just become one of those cheeses where anyone can make camembert. They're saying is you shouldn't be allowed, and it's the old one, isn't it?
I've heard it before.
Yes.
If it's not made in a specific place, it should be allowed to be called that.
Right.
It should just be called sparkling cheese.
Yes, sparkling cheese. Yeah, right. Prawn cheese. A court has barred factory-made camembert from being labelled as made in Normandy. So if it's made in a factory in Normandy, it doesn't matter.
As long as it's in Normandy.
No, you're not allowed to do that.
Oh, really? Well,
no.
Okay, go on.
A 30-year war between... Just listen, Woodman. I'm talking cheese. A 30-year war between traditional camembert makers in Normandy and industrial producers may be over. A court has barred factory-made camembert from being labelled as made in Normandy, just because it is actually made in Normandy. But because it's made in a factory, not by traditional Normans, Woodman.
Sure, yeah.
Normans.
Thanks to the ruling by an appeals court in Nantes, Western France, or Nantes, industrial dairy giants, Gav.
Dairy giants.
I want cheese.
Butter giant.
Yeah, right. But the dairy giants.
He lives on the butter mountain.
They have to remove... Yeah, the dairy giant.
Yeah.
He comes down from his butter mountain.
And he's
cheesed off. Yeah, right. They'll have to remove the word Normandie and any symbols of the region from their labels and packaging. A traditional manufacturer of camembert, a Norman, says this is a great victory. Next up, sacre bleu!
Oh.
Gav, this is going to break your heart.
Go on.
You know what young people are turning up their nose as?
What?
At Roquefort.
Really?
Yeah. Roquefort. The strong blue cheese from southern France. My God, it's strong. Vanessa loves it.
Does she?
Oh, she loves blue cheese.
I don't like blue cheese, so yeah.
It does sound like a look that Zoolander would
do. Blue steel, yes.
Yes, but blue cheese.
Sure.
Which is like a sort of really awful sort of smile.
A naff smile.
Yeah, naff smile. Blue cheese. side smile.
Are you a fan?
Yes. Sometimes. It depends. You've got to pair it with the right cracker. Or strong cheeses. I do like if I throw a grape in there as well.
I was going to say, what's your fruit of choice with a cheese board? Are you going with an apple?
Quite a sweet apple. The apple, the sweeter the apple, the cheesier the cheese.
Right. Mm. I like a pear sometimes.
Do you?
Nice with cheese. It's very nice.
That is interesting. Roquefort, the strong blue cheese from southern France, is revered by the country's chefs who use it to uniquely flavour their food. But while they can't get enough, I'm afraid the same isn't true of younger French palates. Mm. Young French people are turning their backs on Roquefort. Get this. Do you know how many tons they sold in 2007?
But it's loads.
Don't know.
What was your?
A million tons.
Cheese. Oh, don't.
So silly.
5 trillion tons.
Now, what do you reckon? How many tons?
I don't know. 10,000.
It's 20,000.
Oh, wow.
In 2007, last year it was down to...
20,000 tons.
Yeah, last year it was down to 15,000.
Wow.
So big decline there. And lastly, from cheese to milk, we're staying in this dairy.
Go on.
A council has apologised to farmers. after it urged people to ditch cow's milk in favour of plant-based alternatives to help tackle climate change. This is from Will Humphreys, the Times South West correspondent. He says Gloucestershire County Council has removed its suggestion to use oat or soya milk after a backlash from dairy producers. I mean, talking about not singing to the choir there.
Yeah. It's the wrong part of the world really to say that.
You know. Well, it's blasphemy.
It's a big farming, you know.
Read the room, guys.
But Jacob James, a dairy farmer who runs Whole Moo World, which supplies milk vending machines, said it was extremely frustrating and urged people to source their milk always locally. Quite hard to source your milk locally, but you can.
Yeah.
You can. Can I just say as well, remember that pint a day of milk is meant to be very good in the fight against bowel cancer. So
that's right,
That was made official last week. I'd like to see the impact of that.
Yes.
On dairy sales.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now that interests me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Men's Needs. It's the Cribs. That was Dinner Party Chit Chat. Dan O'Connor will be joining us after this tune.
I've been noticed. I've never been impressed by offensive New York and London. However, accusations like the press till you realise that you've dressed yourself in time. Because the man's needs, man's needs, a fire of greed, a fire of greed, a man's needs, man's needs, a war. You've always seen him balling. But really, this all seems quite meaningless when I remember that you never seem to see the fact of man's needs, man's needs, a fire of greed, a fire of greed, a man's needs, man's needs, a wall stop me, a girl's needs, girl's needs, just don't.
sign is vital. My hands are cold, and I'm on my knees looking for the answer. You've gotta let me know.
That's the Killers, Human. I tell you, sometimes you've got to, well, pinch yourself to remind you he is only human.
Uh-huh.
And that man is former birthday boy Danny O'Connell, who's joining us this evening. Dan, welcome to the Full Tilt 7 thing. Love you, Danny.
It's great to be here.
Lovely to be here. How was your birthday?
It was great. It was the unofficial birthday weekend, because my birthday's next week, but I could only get people.
That's just dull.
Yeah.
So go on.
But it was nice. It was really good, yeah.
Well, we all said happy birthday to you and you didn't correct us.
Yeah, you sort of stole that off.
Don't. Because I'm livid.
I just thought I'd take it once.
You said birthday. You came in here and you said, yeah, great, birthday at the weekend. Turns out you lied.
We all then said happy going, birthday.
Then it turns out you had like a non-drinking, because I know you don't drink, weekend at a mate's house.
Yeah.
Which was a right laugh. Turns out it's not your birthday. You didn't have a party. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for the feed.
That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you.
What's on your show tonight?
Tonight, it's Monday. Live Music Monday. Editors. We've got live editors tonight. This is awesome. If you're a fan of Editors, Belgium's biggest band, please do tune in from 7 o'clock tonight. I just love that fact about them. That's true, by the way.
But they're Belgium.
Yeah.
No, they're not. They're from the West Midlands, but they are the biggest band in Belgium.
Yeah. I guess that does legitimise you saying the biggest band in Belgium. For me, that's not a big sell. You know, because otherwise...
It's not a big college town.
You get bands like this, sort of... like the Ostend... Ah, yeah, it's the Ostend Super Gang. You know, like bands like my dad has albums of, with like 20 of them on the cover.
Yeah, yeah, they have songs like... It's okay, reggae, pop, okay, hey.
Yeah, and Primo, yeah, Primo. Yeah, it's the Ostend Super Gang. Anyway, great name for a band. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan O'Connell's got a show tonight. Enjoy him. His special guests are the Ostend Super Gang.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
It's the most wonderful time of.
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On the Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay, outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people, adult protected.
On the Beach.
I never thought of myself as the give inter. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book now at one of our London donor centres. Visit blood.co.uk today.
Hey. I've got one more game.
I'm about to dial in.
Loud enough.
Now, entering the
lobby.
Give me the controller.
Get your own.
What do I play?
I'm doing a side quest.
Downloading a new skin.
I'm back with a club.
With a squad, let's go.
Wanna play co-op?
Got a mission to do.
Attack, attack.
Retreat.
Fire in the
You're gaming and caning the broadband? Wi-Fi 7 on EE makes every device work better. Even yours.
Yo, guys, let's loot.
Go, go, go.
We're moving.
Upgrade to Wi-Fi 7 on EE and we'll sort the switch for you.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
It's a busy day in Admouth. The Admiral bumps into Joe Jenkins in the supermarket.
Is everything okay?
Well, got up at 6 a.m, showered, fed the cat, fed the dog, fed the kids, did the school run, the vet run, and went on a run. Drive to work, charged my car and charged to lunch. Searched for new cars, used cars, and tried to sell the old car. Popped over to the flat and had tea with the tenant, sorted out the leak and picked up leaks for dinner. And now I need to find insurance.
And breathe.
Oh.
Take it easy and insure everything in one place with Admiral Multicover and more. Admiral Insurance, always looking out for you.
Whatever your goal is, you'll find all the electricals you'll need to succeed at AO. Whether you're stepping into wellness, getting smart about saving energy, or just want to refresh old appliances, we've got all you'll need from brands like Hotpoint, Beko and Ninja. Plus a range of ways to pay, including AO Finance. No wonder we're the UK's most trusted electrical retailer. Shop now at AO.com. To verify most trusted, visit AO.com/trust.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips for the football?
Your best bet is to try BetVictor's new Lucky Dip feature.
What's that then?
Well, take the Premier League winners, for example. The wheel will give you odds of 16-1, then it picks you a random team. If you get Man City, it's winner, winner, chicken dinner.
And if I get Ipswich?
Oof. Then I hope you're carrying your four-leaf clover, an horseshoe, and you're wearing them lucky pants of yours.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on BetVictor's new Lucky Dip. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply. Gambleaware.org.
Johnny Vaughan.
Thank you.
White Stripes, Seven Nation Army, right here on your glorious Radio X. Ladies and gentlemen, let's find out what we've learned. Here we go. We have learnt Monday, January the 27th, 2025, a miserable day, but cheery on Radio X. Why? Well, we learned the theatres don't have to look like you've gone back to the 1870s. West End theatres have invested in seats as much as churches have. I tell you when West End theatres seem to date from. Mm. Same day army marching bands do. Do you know what I mean? It's like everyone decided. Theatre, army, parade uniforms, keep it in the 1870s.
Yeah.
Keep it in Crimea. Mm. Yorkstone is a luxury. Don't put a dog in a fridge. Everyone knows the babysitting, the cat move. Never admit to it, though. Luke in Surrey's mate didn't go on a night out once because he was bathing his pet lizard. Hopefully that's not a euphemism. It's so easy for guys with their trousers and jumpers. Camembert is a Norman cheese. Pet Town 421 Care Philly, 30 miles northeast from Pet Town 409 Lampwick Major, and the dairy giant comes down from his butter mountain only when he's cheesed off. Thank you, Sunta. Thanks, Gaff. Thank you, Vinny. Thank you, little Si. Your man, Dan O'Connell, who, don't let him try and act like he's a birthday boy. He's not. He's up next. Speak to you tomorrow.
I fell in love with your band. We were looking up at the sky, drawing lines in the sand. It was perfect weather to fly. So will you take me away, back to the beach on the edge of Marseille? Both of us just ignoring the world for the day. What do you say? Because lately I've been running out of things to do, and so maybe make a reservation just.
This is the Radio X Evening Show. I hope you've had a nice weekend. Next up, we've got Live Music Monday tonight coming from Editors. A brand new record of the week on the way from Sam Fender as well. Stay there for the Radio X Evening Show.
Radio X.
There's a dark force seeping into Nathan's rural community.
And when it threatens to engulf his son, Nathan faces an impossible situation. How far would you go to protect your own? Martin Clunes and Louis Ashbourne Circus star in the gripping new thriller Out There. Sundays and Mondays on ITV1 or stream free on ITVX. Watch the trailer for Out There and enter to win a Welsh getaway at radiox.co.uk.
It's the Virgin Media winter sale, and our prices have dropped, just like the temperature. It's the perfect time to find great deals across our smooth, lightning-fast broadband range on our reliable network. Suddenly, all with no setup fee. Yeah, that's smooth. Simply visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Media. See what you can do. New customers, Virgin Fibre area, subject to restrictions and credit check. 89% network uptime July to December. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply, ends 5th of Feb.
Some people might describe Cadbury Delights as just another Cadbury bar. A bit samey. Very familiar. Honestly, we'd be chuffed if they did. Because Delights have that same chocolatey Cadbury taste you've had a million times before. Same soft nougat, same gooey caramel, but they're only 91 calories. So, samey is exactly what we're going for. Cadbury Delights. Same Cadbury, only 91 calories.
The Virgin Atlantic sale. It's a big deal. Wherever you want to go in the world. Reach new heights in New York City. Hit the big time in LA. Or take on Toronto with our new route taking off from March. And the biggest deal of all, you can book right now. The Virgin Atlantic sale. See the world differently. Selected routes apply. T's and C's at virginatlantic.com.
Hi, I'm George, a water quality sampler for Thames Water. In this leafy suburban street, you'll find world-class drinking water. And also here, in this high-rise in the heart of the city centre. And here, in this row of Victorian terrace houses. And in fact, everywhere in the Thames Water area. We carry out over 500,000 quality tests a year, including in homes like yours, to give everyone the same high-quality drinking water. Search water quality. Thames Water. Quality on tap for everyone.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Radio X Evening Show.
With Dan O'Connell.
Oi, oi, you're right. This is Dan O'Connell on the Radio X Evening Show. Welcome to Monday. Hello to you, wherever you are, whatever you're up to tonight. Maybe you're still driving home. Maybe you're making tea. Maybe you're working late. Maybe you're taking the kids somewhere. Clubs, hobbies, etc. Whatever you're doing, if you want to get in touch, 83936 is our text number. Socials at Radio X. I've got lots to pack in tonight. Live Music Monday tonight, as promised, from Editors. What a tune that is. Brand new record of the week from Sam Fender. We've got your classic rock track coming up as well after 9 o'clock. And we're kicking off with the Stereophonics. Celavi on Radio X.
Yeah, you believe you're the king of the jungle. You got the t-shirt, do you know how the song goes? You're looking good, but the fact is you're lazy. But